fighting religious discrimination. Last night, my family and I went to the local Walmart to buy groceries. I openly wore my Baphomet at the time. When we got to the checkout, the woman behind the register said, "Jesus." I don't know why, but I automatically said, "Satan." Then she said, "Jesus" again. This went on back and forth about 4 times. The woman was also rude. My husband left after we had our groceries brung up to look for the kids. I had to go to work that night, and I was debating on what I should do. I stood there waiting, and sure enough, I turned around and this guy who works for the store was practically in my face. I asked him for the manager, and he said he was the manager. I complained about the woman and how she treated me because of my religious symbol. I politely explained that this is America. I also politely added that I could call the ACLU and file a lawsuit. I said I had to go to work and the woman upset my entire night. This can be grounds for legal action. I also explained that the woman is clocked in and on the job. The manager apologized and said he would take action. Father Satan was telling me something here. The coincidence that my husband left to look for the kids, I had to wait, and that the manager just happened to be right behind me in a huge store. Tolerating insults and discrimination against Satan as an adult in a situation that is not life-threatening is turning the other cheek and is an insult to Satan. If I hadn't said anything, I would have been stewing all night at work and even the next day. Complaints should be handled politely and in a professional manner, but should never be avoided. This discrimination has to stop. Only when we take appropriate action can this stop and Satanism can be open and free. Okay, I wrote this in 2003, and I want to reiterate here, if this is life-threatening or if it's going to affect your job to where you can't work there anymore or whatever, then you need to stop and think and, you know, take into consideration. This was a situation where it was a public, and I had a right to say what I wanted to as a customer there. But for people like teenagers, if you're underage in school or whatever, you have to think what it could cost you in the sense of, some people could even get killed for opening their mouth in certain situations. So always think before you say anything. But if you're in a public place and you're a customer or whatever, you have every right to complain about rotten service like that. And these Christians, they just think they can say and do what they please, and they need to be put in their places. Hail Satan!